As we say good evening now and welcome the CEO of the Crows, and that's Andrew Fagan. Fakes, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Kim.
Before
we
jump,
chilly.
It is. It's getting a little bit breezy, as long as it doesn't rain. We don't want slippery, wet conditions. I think that might suit Sydney. Now, we'll get into the Crows shortly, but there's been a lot of talk this week with the people across town, Port Adelaide. How did you view the deal that they've done in China?
Yeah, look, obviously been a bit of talk about it, and you know, it's always hard to comment on these things from the outside because the details where the interest lies. And look, I think it's really interesting. What's most important, and I think I've said to you guys before, we want 18 profitable, viable football clubs. Clubs need to work out what's going to work for them to try and drive their, you know, financial stability. And look, Port have obviously spent some time in China, and if that's going to lead to them being a contributor to the AFL economy, that's absolutely fantastic, and that's what we want.
Now, you've come from an international code. What's your views on AFL being played internationally?
Well, look, I think you want to continue to try and grow the game. You want to do that domestically, and you want to try and obviously grow the game internationally where you can. As an Indigenous sport, you know, as a domestic sport, the challenge is hard. You know, it's hard to have people begin to love a game that's foreign to them, but you should never stop trying to do that. I think there's certainly opportunity, you know, right around the globe.
How'd you go with the state government on Monday, Fakes? You had a meeting?
Oh, Rowie, how do you know that?
Rob Chapman told us last week.
Yeah, he did.
He's not good with secrets, is he? No, mate, look, it went really well. It was good, really good opportunity to present to Cabinet. It was a relatively short window to just take them through where the club was at, some of the areas of focus, you know, for us. You know, and importantly, there's you know, three or four key pieces of work that, you know, I'd like them to, you know, to look at quite closely to see where partnership opportunities might lie. And I made that really clear to the Premier and his ministry, and you know, hopefully there'll be positive discussions that will roll out over the coming months.
Do you feel they're supportive to your club?
We're sitting outside a stadium that had a $535 million upgrade, and equally, as I said to the Cabinet, I think that's being paid back very quickly in terms of the economic return to the city, which is fantastic. And you know, we've got to put to the government propositions that appeal to them.
But they're not going to do it any favours, boy, are they, really? I mean, Mr Gwee was introduced by the state government to Port, not to you guys.
Yeah, but no, that's fine. So we've got to run our own race. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know, try and point score in that way. What we've got to do is continue to focus on our business, and I'd like to think there's some opportunities for the state government to partner. Look, one of those, obviously, in the immediate time frame is we've got a tender that's due soon for our women's team to be in the national women's competition in 2017. I'd like to think that's something that should be endorsed strongly by our government, including our partnership with AFLNC, and the Northern Territory government has certainly offered its support for that team.
So you see that generating funds for the club or costing funds initially?
We've had a tremendous amount of support for the club, but it's partly about ensuring that you've got a commercial return on it, but so you can continue to invest back and grow the game. And so one of our objectives in the women's space is actually to provide greater opportunity for females to be involved, not just in footy as players, but as administrators, as officials, and to work closely with the SANFL on developing and the SAUFL on developing those opportunities. So, look, I'd like to think that you know, the government will see that the same way, and they look to partner with us in and support our tender that goes to the AFL in a couple of weeks.
Now, Fakes, you'd be aware of this. I spent a lot of time in Melbourne last week. It's an absolute bun fight over there to get the female licence between the 10 Victorian clubs, so everyone wants a piece of it.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's good to see that that competition exists, and I think it's a wonderful thing for our game, and we're out of the gates very early, as you guys know, and it's really important to us, and we intend to win the licence, and we'll put together a competitive list.
Now, you mentioned this wonderful stadium. We look out, it's just an absolute sea of people. Sell out tonight for your first Saturday night game, and just the crowd looks like it's going to be enormous.
Yeah, look, this just continues to astound me, to be fair. The level of passion for the football club's extraordinary. They love this venue. So this is, you know, two from two sellouts this season. You know, we've got record membership renewals, so we'll exceed last year's membership number, and it's great to see that so many people are enjoying the atmosphere and environment out here at the Oval. And I actually walked across from the east to get here, and there's a heap of kids enjoying the kids' activity, the kids' zone, and just people looking like they're here for a good time.
But that's been a focus for the club, though, hasn't it?
Youth is a really big focus for the club, so, you know, we We've I think we're the only club in the AFL to appoint a full-time children's content creator to support our kids app.
Rowie could have helped you out there. We were talking about it earlier.
We get plenty of ideas.
Biggest 50-year-old kid going around.
Correct. That might help. So
nothing wrong with being childish at the footy.
Indeed. No, look, we've invested in there's great activations here for the kids, and look, they're and obviously in schools with our Growing with Gratitude program. Actually, a big plug to our community team who are out in Whyalla early this week. Just obviously they're going through a tough time out there, and we sent the community team out. They visited about 1,600 kids across 8 or 10 schools, and just trying to bring a bit of joy and happiness to what's been a tough period of time for those families.
Yeah, and look, the other one I guess worth mentioning, we haven't spoken to you since you announced it, was the Round 11 Sunday Fun Day. Kids come free with a paying adult.
Yeah, that's right. So again, just part of that engagement with kids that's so important for us. So there's two Sunday games, one against Essendon and the other against St Kilda, and encourage the kids to who may not otherwise have an opportunity to access the footy to come out here and enjoy an Adelaide Oval experience and an Adelaide Crows experience.
Where you go, Bix?
No. Dom Pike, we're a month into the season now. How has he fitted in? You obviously get to see him closely. Sitting comfortably in the chair from us, when we look from outside the club, he looks like he's most certainly in control. Have you been wrapped with the way he's progressed?
Yeah, looks super impressed. He's had a pretty difficult job coming in some really unique circumstances, but he hasn't skipped a beat. He's got total buy-in from his playing group. They know what they can achieve. They're really clear about how they want to play. The culture internally, is one that's very much driven to high performance and driven to improving every day. And he's taken that attitude from the start of the season. And, he said he had outlined the areas that we need to improve. Skill efficiency was one of those. He said about implementing a program that was going to help drive that. Glad to see that has improved over the first few rounds in the season. And look, the guys have had a couple of good wins. But, mate, he's got a saying, it's never as good as it seems and it's never as bad as it seems. And I feel as though that's kind of where we're at now. We've got a good stretch of games coming up where we'll be really tested, and that starts tonight, and hopefully we can put on a good show.
You're indirectly sitting in the chair because of Tippett Gate. Are you going to boo?
Look, I won't boo, but I'll let the supporters in. There you go.
Do you have a view on it, folks?
Look, I think that it's just a part of sport. You want these stories occur.
Yeah. Exactly.
Players leave clubs, and the supporters who are so passionate about their footy clubs will take the opportunity to let him know it. But that's that's done tongue in cheek. It's done for a bit of fun, it's not something we've been spruiking or telling people to do, but I expect there'll be plenty of it tonight.
No, it sounds like an official tick of approval.
I know with the Crows supporters, it'll be done in the sporting jest that it's entitled to, which is just a jeer and a boo. It's not going to be aggressive. It won't go over the top.
Yeah.
But
well,
I want 50,000 of us that every time he touches that cod,
clear out the titles.
And you know what? Flames will eventually join in. Cornsy's with me.
Well, we're going to try and film Cornsy. He's going to get right down by the pickets and give it to him. So
we
hopefully
know it's childish, but we don't care, Kimbo.
Let's have some fun.
Good man.
All right. And talking of fun, your chairman, just got to tell you that the rich get richer. His horse got up in Sydney again today.
Yeah, he's our Rocky. It had a win at Randwick, so he had a couple of winners a couple of weekends ago. In fact, the Port weekend, the showdown was a pretty big game for him. He had a win there and a couple of other winners as well. So, I'm not sure he tells us about the ones that don't win, but he's been on a little bit of a roll, so look, good on him.
We haven't spoken to you, sorry, Fakes, just before we let you go, when the AFL's rolled out the zones, the Indigenous zones and the multicultural zones and the clubs that have been linked to you on the surface. Are you happy with how that's been rolled out by the AFL?
Yeah, look, we're fine with it. It's an important initiative to try and provide opportunities for those from who haven't been able to access the traditional pathways, Indigenous and multicultural kids in particular. And, the two clubs need to work together through across the state to ensure that those people have the opportunity to be attracted and drawn into our game. Footy's going to be better for it. We can't forget that you do exist in a constant battle for hearts and minds with other sports and other non-sporting opportunities that exist for our young people today. So, look, we're comfortable with it. We'll start to roll out those academies in the coming couple of months, and I'm hoping they're going to be pretty productive.
Fakes, we're about to go down to the boundary to Scott Camporelli. Before we do that, was there a chairman's function tonight? And if so, what was the message from Rob?
Yeah, there was a chairman's function, and I walked out of it just as Chappie was finishing his speech. Look, he was really just letting people know the club's in great shape, as we are. So we're really proud to record, or have record results right across the business of the club last year, and great to return to finals, and really proud that as we stand here at the beginning of the season this year, I think in every single one of those measures we'll go past them again. We're strong, we're in really healthy shape, and hopefully we can continue the good form on field.
And I'm not trying to be mischievous, the relationship between Sydney and Adelaide, given what happened with Kurt, I know it's been 4 years, but at senior management level, it's all good.
No, that's all good. So the funny is, we don't talk about Chippo inside the footy club, so that banter's for the supporters, which we'll enjoy tonight, I'm sure. But inside the footy club, it's not a part of our dialogue, and look, it hasn't been raised in conversation in the hour that I was just sitting with Andrew Ireland, the CEO of the Sydney Swans, so no, we're all sweet.
Fakes, really appreciate your time. We wish you all the very best tonight. A full house here. We have to go down to the boundary. There he is, the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club, Andrew Fagan.